Intelligence officials are trying to assess what the protests will mean for the intelligence partnership between the United States and Egypt. They work closely on a range of issues, especially terrorism. Before it can look ahead, though, the spies may have to answer some hard questions about whether they missed the signals that President Mubarak's regime was in jeopardy. NPR's national security correspondent Rachel Martin has more.
There's a sense in Washington that the Egyptian uprising just came out of nowhere. Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said as much on The Daily Show.
It has taken not just us, but many people by surprise.
And some senators on Capitol Hill started looking around for someone to blame. During an Intelligence Committee hearing this week, Dianne Feinstein questioned whether the U.S. intelligence community should have been able to predict the Egyptian revolt. The witness at the hearing was Stephanie O'Sullivan. She's been tapped to be the country's number two intelligence officer. At one point, Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon asked her a direct question.
When did the intelligence community first alert the president and policymakers that protesters were likely to threaten President Mubarak's hold on power?
We have warned of instability. We didn't know what the triggering mechanism would be.
Predicting the triggering mechanism is often the problem, says General Michael Hayden. He used to be the head of the CIA. Hayden says political volatility in Egypt has been tracked for years, but there are limits to what spies can know. To explain this, he borrows from what a CIA colleague, John McLaughlin, often likes to say. There is a difference between secrets and mysteries.
She said, you can't hold intelligence services accountable in the same way for mysteries. The broad movement of Egyptian society isn't a secret that was hidden in somebody's safe that somebody should have expected us to purloin. This is far more difficult to understand.
Also difficult to understand at this point is how the Egyptian uprising will affect how the U.S. and Egyptian spy agencies will continue to work together. Omar Suleiman, the former intelligence chief and now Egypt's vice president, has been one of America's closest partners. Again, General Hayden.
And, you know, we have a saying at the agency, when we have a very good friend, we have a lot of time for him. We always had a lot of time for Director Suleiman, Omar Suleiman.
The relationship between the two spy agencies has been close, but not without controversy. Tom Malinowski is with the group Human Rights Watch. He studied the CIA program called Extraordinary Rendition. That's when suspects with links to al-Qaeda were apprehended and flown to third-party countries like Egypt.
Obviously, the Americans knew what was going to happen to people who were rendered to Egypt. Why send someone to Egypt if not for the purpose of having them interrogated in the Egyptian manner?
U.S. officials have denied sending any detainees to countries where they may have been tortured. Former U.S. intelligence officials say the Mubarak regime has been a key ally on Iran, Israel and Palestine, Hezbollah in Lebanon. Michael Hayden says Egypt and the U.S. will always find ways to cooperate on intelligence matters when it is in their interests. But, he says,
to the degree the new government adopts policies that might be different than the policies of the Mubarak government, that could make the intelligence relationship less productive for both nations.
And as for who leads Egypt next, that may be another one of those mysteries the CIA can't solve. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.